The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. Jesus came down with the 12 and stood on a stretch of level ground with a great crowd of his disciples and a large number of the people from all Judea and Jerusalem and the coastal region of Tyre and Sidon. And raising his eyes towards his disciples, he said, "Blessed are you who are poor, for the kingdom of God is yours. Blessed are you who are now hungry, for you will be satisfied. Blessed are you who are now weeping, for you will laugh. Blessed are you when people hate you and when they exclude and insult you and denounce your name as evil on account of the Son of Man. Rejoice and leap for joy on that day. Behold, your reward will be great in heaven. For their ancestors treated the prophets in the same way. But woe to you who are rich, for you have received your consolation. Woe to you who are filled now, for you will be hungry. Woe to you who laugh now, for you will grieve and weep. Woe to you when all speak well of you, for their ancestors treated the false prophets in this way." The Gospel of the Lord. So when was the last time when you saw a homeless person and you walked to them and said, "My friend, you are blessed because Jesus says so"? Or when was the last time when someone was weeping, mourning the loss of a child or a spouse or a parent, and you went to them and told them, "You know, you are blessed. Jesus says so in the gospel"? I hope you never said that. Could you imagine saying something like this to someone who's hungry, that you're blessed, or someone who's homeless, or someone who's mourning? And yet Jesus tells us these words in the gospel as we heard today. So what is Jesus talking about? And that's why it's important for us, before we begin to kind of interpret or explain the gospel for ourselves or others, to understand the context and who is Jesus speaking to. In the gospel today, we're told he's speaking to his disciples. And Jesus is not glorifying, you know, poverty or hunger or, you know, weeping. You know, he doesn't want us to live sad lives. Nor he's telling us that these things are okay. But what he's talking about is that to his disciples, because at the time of Jesus, as well as, you know, throughout the history of Christianity, at least the 300-400 years of Christianity, people were being persecuted for being disciples of Jesus Christ. Families were just, you know, kicking out their children from their homes if they want to become disciples of Jesus, whether they were Jews or pagans. Husbands were throwing their wives out on the street if the wife chose to become a Christian. People were enduring poverty, hunger. They were mourning because of the persecution that resulted of their choice to become disciples and follow Jesus Christ. And those to whom Jesus is speaking is telling them, "You are blessed because you made the right choice, although it's difficult. You are blessed." And for those who are rich or chose to laugh now and to eat and have a plenty, if they did that because they didn't want to follow Jesus, because they were afraid to follow Christ, knowing that he's the one they should be following, then those are the ones who will be in trouble. Not because anybody is rich, there's something wrong with it. Or again, Jesus doesn't want us to have enough to eat or to laugh. But if we do not follow him because of these reasons, because we are afraid, then we're making the wrong decision. What Jesus is talking to all of us today throughout the times is about becoming his disciples. He was about making us his disciples so we can have one day the reward of eternal life. We too today feel the same pressures or persecution. You know, it's not easy for us to live as disciples of Jesus Christ. There's consequences. There's pushback from people around us in our workplace, in our schools, in society in general. I was just reading an article in the Wall Street Journal how many people who work, you know, in the business world, they don't, you know, witness to their faith because they're afraid that could be an obstacle for them moving up, getting promotions, or being termed, you know, religious or extremist, or they're anti-science. Jesus today is reminding us, yes, it's difficult, he knows, but think of the reward, eternal life. Which brings us to the second point of the gospel in our second reading today. If we don't believe in heaven and life after death, then really being a Christian doesn't make sense. It's stupid. If there's nothing to life but this world, why don't then we want to be rich and have plenty to eat and have a good time? Because, you know, once we die, that's it. What are we saving these things for? What are we sacrificing for if there is no life after death? Jesus' resurrection from the dead is a historical act. It truly happened. And not just that Jesus rose from the dead, but also Jesus who told his disciples, that's what will happen. I will be handed over to the authorities, crucified, die, and rise from the dead. But those who believe in me will share in the same resurrection, will have the same victory over death. That's why it makes sense for us to make short-term sacrifices for a greater gain in the future, eternal life. Even if we live 100 years in this world, what's 100 years compared to eternity if you believe there is eternity? We can't be disciples of Jesus Christ if we don't believe that he rose from the dead and he promised that we too will rise from the dead after we die and finish our journey in this earth. That's the reward. That's what gives us the hope. That's what can continue through life, doing the right thing, knowing that one day we will receive our reward. But there is even more than the reward. The way for us, in order for us to trust in that reward, we have to trust in Jesus. And to trust someone is not easy. We have to get to know them. We have to have a relationship with them. We have to be in love with them. Today is World Marriage Day. Tomorrow is Valentine's Day. Guys, if you forgot, there's a reminder. And marriage, as you know, those of you who are married, is not easy. It's difficult. It's challenging. I mean, why give up your own freedom as a single person, do whatever you want to when you want to, and now you have to be kind of tied up to this other person? But you did it. You persevere. You continue. Why? Because there is love. Because you love your spouse. You're willing to make those sacrifices for the greater good, which is love. Being with someone that cares about you and you care about. Maybe even having a family, raising children, which comes with its own challenges and difficulties. But we do it because of love. And yes, we can follow Jesus, you know, with the hope one day I'm going to get to heaven. But that's not going to help us to stay faithful throughout this journey. We need something more, and that's being in love with Jesus as he loves us. Only that love will carry us through life. Only love can carry us through obstacles, challenges, difficulties. No matter what they are, as long as there is love, we can overcome anything. Whether it's in our relationships with one another, in marriage, outside of marriage, or whether it's in our relationship with Jesus. That's the whole message of Christ. Because God is love, and all God is offering us is to trust in love, to trust in Him, and to trust that love at the end will conquer all. So really, it boils down to the question for us today, am I really living as a disciple of Jesus Christ? Have I made the right choices? Did I have the courage to live my faith, to show my trust in Jesus Christ, my love for Him? Or I have chosen what the world offers us today, the blessings, whether riches, power, education, position, prestige, whatever it is. Are we making the right choice? Are we choosing to live as disciples of Jesus Christ?